Welcome, everybody, to tonight's football game here on 102.1 FM WLEW. Kurt Damrow, along with Chad Knobloch, will be bringing you all the play-by-play action here on Cruise 102.1 FM. And not a bad night tonight. A little windy over here in Owendale. The field's dried up. We had rain about 2 hours ago. Things have cleaned up and cleared up, and it's not even too cold. So if you're sitting at home, you've got time to get out here to the ball game before we fire up at 7 o'clock. So both of our teams are on the field, and they're doing the stretching exercises and getting ready for tonight's ball game with the Owen Gage Bulldogs hosting the Caseville Eagles. So looking at tonight's lineup, we've got both teams are going to suit up about 14 players on each team for tonight's game. Now, this is 8-man football, not 11-man. You're going to hear the same play-by-play action and a lot of fun tonight with these two teams. We've got a lot of young players, and Chad and I will go over those after a couple of breaks here, but you're going to see a lot of freshmen, sophomores, and a few juniors out there tonight that are going to be doing it. Not a lot of seniors in these classes. So we'll bring you all the action on that, and we'll do a breakdown. We've got a lot of games on tap for tonight, though, around the Thumb area. And here's a few games that are on tap for the region. Vassar is at Bad Axe tonight. Cass City at USA. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers coming off a real wild win over the Bad Axe Hatchets last Friday in the final minutes of the fourth quarter for the win. Elkton Pigeon Bayport is at Reese. Harbor Beach at Marlette. Ubley is at Brown City. Sandusky is at Memphis. Peck at Deckerville. Dryden at Carsonville Port Sanilac. Kingston is over at North Huron tonight up in the Thumb. Caseville, of course, right here at Owen Gage. NH Merritt at Akron Fairgrove. We've got games going on with Michigan State at Indiana this Saturday. Notre Dame at Florida State. And these are a couple of picks. Stanford, Arizona. Saints at the Lions. And that's one we'll even talk about here during our break with the Saints and the Detroit Lions coming up. So, again, a beautiful night for football. You want to come down and join us. We're here downtown Owendale. You can't miss us. The lights are on right in the middle of all the wind turbines. Downtown is all fired up, and we're ready for some big-time action. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more? All remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device. Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon. Call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/linklife.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals like this. Lease a 2014 Ram 1500 Express. Motor Trend Magazine's Truck of the Year, 2 years running for only $299 a month with $998 due at signing. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Caro and see RJ McGarra today.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list.
Another school year is well underway, and all of us at Caseville Public School are proud to boast our Eagle spirit. With a long tradition of academic excellence enhanced by classrooms that remain on the cutting edge of technology, athletic teams that boast a no-cut policy, and an emphasis on performing arts through drama and a K-12 music program that offers school-provided instruments for all students enrolled in band, it's clear to see that Caseville is preparing the next generation to successfully soar into the future. Please join us on the morning of November 11th, 9 a.m., in the James G. Stahl Auditorium as we honor our local heroes with our annual Veterans Day celebration. We would like to thank the community, our students, parents, and staff for another great start to the year. Caseville Public School, small school, big future. Your future starts here.
Welcome back to Cruise 102 Sports. Beautiful night for football. The lights are on, and this is just a kind of a picture-perfect evening as we look down from the booth here at Owendale as the Owen Gage Bulldogs are hosting the Caseville Eagles. Going to be just a great game tonight, starting things off because the weather's decent. That's the first thing. It was raining a few hours ago, and the field was a bit wet. Might get a little sprinkled tonight, but it looks nice. A little windy driving over here, was it, from Kendi? And did you get a little rain on the way here, Chad?
It looked like it was going to rain, but it actually stayed pretty dry. But I think that ground's going to be a little soft out there, so I don't know that we'll be affected too much by the rain, but it might be a little slick out there tonight.
We're just talking to County Commissioner Steve Vaughn over there. He's over by at the Vassar Bad Axe game tonight. So he was over there giving me an update and said, I'm not sure if they were raining in Bad Axe or on his way from the north side of Elkton, but he said it was pouring over there. So we're pretty fortunate. We've got the wind turbines around here to dry off the field if we need them. But Vassar's at Bad Axe tonight, and we were looking at some of the games that were going on. And, of course, we're waiting about 20 minutes away from the start of our ball game with the Owen Gage Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles. Both teams suiting up about 14 players tonight. And I think we're going to see a lot of passing. We've got a strong wind at Flagstick and straight out, heading south to north. So if you were going from Owendale from your left and going, you want to go straight to Elkton to your right, that's how we're setting, looking at the field. We're on the east side of the field, left to right. and the wind is blowing straight down that field, and the passing game should be real interesting. I think if you're going to be heading towards Elk,